Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Frank Weingar, Tiny Parham, and Samuel Colt, and have not one but two vocabulary lessons. Last week, February 27th, marked the birth in 1901 in Grand Rapids, Michigan, of Frank Weingar. At about age 16, he and Jack Crawford formed a band called, appropriately enough, the Crawford Weingar Band, which played at the local country club, YMCA, and the Michigan Agricultural College. He had his own band called the Gold and Blues while at Peddle Prep School in Grand Rapids from 1920 to 22, and formed another band in 1922 when he entered the University of Pennsylvania as an architectural student. The group won a contest for college bands, and the first prize was a trip to Europe for the entire band in the summer of 1923. In the fall of that year, Weingar had his first published song, Dreary Weather, which was recorded by several bands. In December of 1924, the Pepe Collegians took over for Ted Weems' band at the Arcadia Ballroom in New York, and Weingar took a leave of absence from school until the fall of 1925. By summer, the group had evolved into Frank Weingar's Pennsylvanians, had a recording contract with Edison, and opened at the Arcadia Ballroom. In 1928, the band was playing at Yong's Chinese Restaurant at 49th and Broadway, making $1,800 a week. In late 1929, he broke up the band and returned to Grand Rapids, working as an architect, but soon formed a five-piece band which toured Europe. In the fall of 1930, he returned to New York and formed a full-size band, which received national exposure on the CBS radio network show The Village Barn. All while continuing to lead a band, he received a degree in English literature and a master's in music from the University of Michigan. He taught, wrote, arranged, and played right up until his death in Fairmont, Minnesota on May 23, 1988, at age 87. Here's Frank Weingar's Pen Boys. Thank you. Frank Weingar's Pen Boys from an Edison record waxed on August 21, 1928, and Imagination, written by Irving Caesar, Joseph Meyer, and Roger Wolfe Kahn. The vocalist was Bert Dixon. As a student at the University of Pennsylvania, Frank Weingar had originally called the band Frank Weingar and His Pennsylvanians, but Fred Waring, who had attended Penn State University, and of course had a band called Fred Waring and His Pennsylvanians, complained to the Musicians Union. Young's Chinese restaurant, where Weingar was appearing, was forced to remove an electric sign with the band's name, and NBC could no longer bill the group as Pennsylvanians, so the name of the band was changed to the Penn Boys. Before Imagination, from February 10, 1928, we heard I Call You Sugar, written by Phil Baxter and George Bowles. We began the show with Frank Weingar playing banjo, guitar, and ukulele and directing the band on Irving Berlin's Shakin' the Blues Away, recorded by Edison on September 15, 1927. Architect, composer, bandleader, teacher, banjo player, and golfer, Frank Weingar, born February 27, 1901. I'm Glenn Robison, and the name of the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. As an educational public service, it's time now for today's vocabulary lesson. The word for today is quotidian, Q-U-O-T-I-D-I-A-N. Quotidian is an adjective and means occurring every day, or belonging to each day, or commonplace or ordinary. But the following songs with quotidian titles are anything but ordinary. Here are Collins and Harlan.
Goodbye. Know them town I've been all around.
There's nothing more I
can do.
Nothing I can do.
I've had a pleasant trip, but you can take my tip.
I'm disappointed
in you.
Don't be disappointed.
All your bright sides,
well,
and your bright lights
are
no attraction for me.
You want lots of loving.
When I'm out for fun, there is the only one
place I want to be.
Every day's a holiday in Dixieland. Life is one big Dubai.
Trying to get a king from the railroad track.
I can show to you
bumba-lumba-lumba-loo
sights that you can only see in Dixie. Think of favorite music full of harmony that Mr. Susan never could play.
No, he could not play.
Darkies singing down upon the
levee,
while they're swinging bales of
cotton heavy.
In that sunny climb, it's always summertime. Every day's a holiday in Dixie. If you ever stray down old Dixie way,
you're going to get some surprise.
They're bound to open your eyes.
Your eyes are bound to open.
Mammy Jenny's,
yes,
kicking in these to every new dance and set.
Lots of dancing.
People 86 don't use their walking stick.
They're all full of
piss. Every day's a holiday in Dixieland. Life is one big
run, get a ticket from the railroad track.
I can show to you
bumba, lumba, lumba, loo
sights that you can only see in Dixie. Think of favorite music full of harmony that Mr. Susan never could play.
No, he could not play.
Darkies singing down upon the levee, while they're swinging bales of
cotton heavy. In that sunny climb, it's always summertime. Every day's a holiday in Dixie.
Bales of
cotton heavy. In that sunny climb, it's always summertime.
Sunday too. Every day is a holiday since the day that I found you. Each heaven on earth day feels like a birthday, a May Day rendezvous. Cause every day is a holiday since the day that I found you. They ought to hang the flags out. They ought to close those banks.
Yeah.
Though it's not November, baby, I feel like you. Thanks, you know I said, you're a happy new year, a movie premiere, a Christmas present too. Cause every day is a holiday since the day that I found you. Swing me on out there with that holiday, yeah.
We'll be right back.
Jelly Roll Morton and his Red Hot Peppers, March 5th, 1930, and Each Day. Before Each Day, it was Fats Waller and his Rhythm, December 16th, 1937, and Every Day's a Holiday, written by Sam Coslow and Barry Trivers. We began that quotidian set of songs with Carlins and Harlan from way back in January of 1919 and Every Day's a Holiday in Dixie, written by Will Tracy. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available anytime at all on demand at RadioFreeWorld.com.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Last week, February 25th, marked the birth in 1900 in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, of pianist, composer, and arranger Hartzell Strathdean Parham, better known as Tiny Parham. He came by the nickname because of his size, which in the 1920s was estimated at 600 pounds. He grew up in Kansas City, but in about 1925 moved to Chicago, where he co-led a group called the Apollo Syncopators along with Leroy Pickett. He began recording for Paramount in 1926, but in 1928 moved to Victor. Parham's own band had residencies around Chicago's South Side at LaRue's Dreamland, the Sunset Cafe, the Granada, and the Merry Gardens, and the band summered in Atlantic City and Baltimore. The Depression took its toll, however, and Parham was reduced to playing solo at theaters and cinemas. Tiny Parham died in a theater dressing room on April 4, 1943. Here are three from Tiny Parham.
Thank you.
Tiny Parham and his musicians with one of dozens of Tiny Parham's own compositions, Doin' the Jug Jug, from November 4th, 1930. That was preceded by another Parham composition, A Little Bit Closer, recorded by the musicians in December of 1927. We began our tribute to Tiny Parham with Dodds and Parham and 19th Street Blues from a Paramount recording. Clarinetist Johnny Dodds accompanied on piano by Tiny Parham in Chicago around March of 1927. Hartzell Strathdean Parham, born February 25th, 1900. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at RadioFreeWorld.com. It's time now for this evening's second vocabulary lesson. Tonight's second word is surfeit, S-U-R-F-E-I-T, a noun meaning an overabundant supply or excess or excessive indulgence as in food and drink. Here's Go-Go Delice with A Surfeit of Tears.
Again and sing, I gave you everything. my heart, falling in love with each new summer, making you no one at all. Go on, have your fling, but you should remember there'll be no ring in November or December. Too many kisses in the summer bring too many tears in the fall.
Thank you.
Ben Burney and his Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra, and There's Too Many Eyes That Want to Make Eyes at Too Pretty Eyes I Love. That was written by J. Fred Coots and Steve Nelson, with the lyrics by Benny Davis, and recorded by All the Lads on September 4th, 1929. Before Too Many Eyes, it was the California Ramblers, with the vocal by Irving Kaufman, credited on the label of that Columbia 78 as Frank Harris, and Too Many Kisses in the Summer from December 10th, 1926. We began that surfeit set of songs with Go Go Delice, backed by the Jimmy Greer Orchestra in 1932, and Too Many Tears, written by Al Dubin and Harry Warren. Go Go Delice was primarily a band vocalist, but she did make some solo radio appearances in the 1930s.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
Last week, on February 25th, in 1836, Samuel Colt received a patent for his pistol, which used a revolving cylinder containing powder and bullets in six individual tubes. Up to that time, the single-shot flintlock pistol had been the fastest firearm around. Colt's Patent Firearms Manufacturing Company was incorporated in 1855, and about 30 million Colt pistols and rifles have been sold since. So, to commemorate Samuel Colt's patent, here is a set of songs having to do with shooting, beginning with Alice Faye.
Every morning when I raise my blind to greet another day, I begin by making up my mind that's my lucky day. Then I turn my shower on when it's going strong. I leave all my yesterdays behind and start to sing this song. I'm shooting high, got my eye on a star in the sky, shooting high. I'll never stop till I get to the top. Tell me why shouldn't I? You know it's you I'm after. You're my lucky star. I'm on a rainbow rafter, climbing up to where you are. I'll have a time, it's a climb, but I'll make it, 'cause I'm shooting high, shooting high. I'm after, you're my lucky star. I'm on a rainbow rafter, climbing up to where you are. I'll have a time, it's a climb, but I'll make it, 'cause I'm shooting high.
Here comes Jane. Come on, Rats.
Come on, Elspeth.
In my hometown, everyone's a football fan when their team goes.
to each other's ears. Football, football, send them up the pole. You'll hear their gentle voices calling, pass, shoot, goal. Potty, dotty, right up the sausage roll. You'll hear their gentle voices calling, pass, shoot, goal. The poor referee is kicked by three or four, right between his whistle and the half-time score. Squeaking, shrieking, with all their heart and soul, you'll hear their angel voices calling, pass, shoot, goal. Go on, Fritz. Go on, pass it on to Jones. Go on, stop dribbling here. What's the matter with it? The Gwent, huh? Go on. In my hometown, half the folks are wearing black. When our team goes to face its foes, the best part of them don't come back. In hobnail boots, they do or die. More of them die than do. Their football shirts are black and red. Their faces black and blue. Football, football, send them up the pole. You'll hear their gentle voices calling, pass, shoot, goal.
New team.
Okay, Mr.
The second of a couple of versions of Ted Kohler and Jimmy McHugh's I'm Shooting High. That was Adelaide Hall with Willie Lewis and his entertainers in 1936. We began the set with Alice Faye's rendition on January 4th of 1936. In between, it was Gracie Fields in 1931 and Pass, Shoot, Goal. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.